This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to utilize thousands of years old skills to develop India. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Swavalambai Ground in Wardha, Mr. Modi appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The Prime Minister said that over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries were provided with modern machinery and toolkits in order to increase the productivity of traditional occupation. He also informed about the benefits of loan scheme, which provides a loan of 3 lakh rupees. President Draupadi Murmu graced and addressed the centenary celebrations of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture today at Namkum in Ranchi. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that ICAR-NISA has made an unparalleled contribution in achieving lag production in the country. This institute has not only effectively carried out research and development work related to agriculture, but has also ensured that such research reaches on the ground. The president said Jharkhand produces 55% lag production of the country. The president stressed to promote agriculture-based industry to increase income of farmers. President Murmu advised scientists to aware farmers about secondary agriculture. She said ICAR could play effective role in this regard. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to uproot Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said that the center has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said if Naxals do not listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. Union Home Minister Amit Shah kicked off Parivartan Yatra of Jharkhand BJP for Santhal Pargana Division for Bognadi in Sahibganj district this afternoon. On the occasion, Mr. Shah is scheduled to address a public rally at Police Line Ground. Later, Shah will visit Jharkhandi Dham in Giridih district and launch the yatra for the Dhanbad division and also address a public meeting there. The yatras will cover 5,400 kilometers across 81 assembly segments in 24 districts before concluding on October 2. Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai today asked the 76 RR batch passing out IPS probationer officers to understand the new criminal laws and work towards preventing the crime instead of punishing criminals. Observing that cybercrime has emerged as a major challenge, the minister asked the IPS officer trainees to lead the endeavor to address the challenge with technical expertise. Addressing them after viewing the passing out parade at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy near Hyderabad, he said, Cyber Forensic Lab, Police Technology Mission and other initiatives has been taken by the Union Home Ministry to strengthen the police system. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has called for ongoing collaboration, continuous innovation and strong commitments to improve food safety systems. Inaugurating the Global Food Regulators Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda emphasized how the rapid globalization, technological advancements and evolving consumer preferences are reshaping the food systems. He added that the government, with an aim to scale up research across various sectors, including food safety, announced the establishment of the National Research Foundation with a budget of almost $5.96 billion from 2024 to 2028. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party has expressed concerns over the recent decision of Professor Muhammad Yunus, led interim government of Bangladesh, to grant magistracy powers to the army. Secretary General of BNP Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir on Thursday said that it is likely to lead to the emergence of new problems. Fakhrul urged the interim government of Bangladesh to reconsider giving magistracy powers to the army across the country. He said that this move reflects a failure of other institutions to carry out their responsibilities effectively. Sri Lanka will vote to elect the 9th executive president tomorrow at over 13,400 polling centres in the island. A total of 38 candidates are in the fray, whose fate will be decided by 17 million voters in a preferential voting system. The front-runner candidates have expressed confidence in a victory, while experts say that no candidate may get a majority in the first round of counting. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.